American presidential candidates have long used music as part of their campaign messaging. We will explore campaign songs throughout our country's history. Can a song sway a vote?
Vote for Mr. Rhythm. Raise up your voice and vote for Mr. Rhythm, the people's choice. You'll be happy with them. Take my advice and vote for Mr. Rhythm. I'm voting twice.
Every campaign season these days has its own soundtrack. This year, we couldn't ignore the one performed by three pre-teenage girls in flag costumes at Trump rallies across America.
Enemies of freedom, face the music, come on boys, take them down.
President Donald Trump knows how to make America great, deal from strength or get crushed every time.
But the idea of having a musical score representing a campaign isn't new. It was George Washington who started it all during his campaign for a second term.
The day is broke, my lads, march on and follow, follow Washington. He will lead the way, my lads, is he that leads the way.
The tradition didn't really carry on, and it was somewhat ignored for more than 50 years. Then in 1840, Whig candidate William Henry Harrison's song Tippecanoe and Tyler Too was catchy and caught on.
Oh, who has heard the great commotion, motion, motion, all the country through? It is the ball of rolling on for Tippecanoe and Tyler Too. And with him will be little Van, Van, Van is a used up man. And with him will be little Van.
On the campaign trail, Harrison used an actual large ball, upon which was written the campaign's issues, which he and his campaign team would literally roll through the towns of America. Tippecanoe was the name that Harrison was given after he led the U.S. military on raids and massacres of Native American people. Tyler is referring to his vice presidential running mate, John Tyler. Tippecanoe and Tyler Too used the same melody as an already popular song at the time, The Three Little Pigs, which lent to its ability to catch on in the minds of voters. Just like how Trump's song by the Freedom Kids uses the World War I classic, Over There. Tippecanoe and Tyler Too's wild popularity caused the opposition candidate, Van Buren, to release his own song based on Rockabye Baby, calling Harrison a fraud and a drunkard.
Rockabye Baby, Daddy's a Whig. When he comes home, art cider he'll swig. When he has swag, he'll fall in a stew. And down will come Tyler and Tippecanoe.
After that, campaign songs were essential to campaigns. Abraham Lincoln had one for his second term.
Hurrah for the choice of a nation, our chieftain so brave and so true. We'll go for the great reformation, for Lincoln and liberty too. We'll go for the son of Kentucky, the hero of Hoosierdom through. Pride of the suckers so lucky, for Lincoln and liberty too.
By the time Franklin Roosevelt ran for the highest office in our country, he used a song from the 1930 movie Chasing Rainbows. Happy Days Are Here Again seemed to fit in 1932, but those happy days wouldn't last long, with the Great Depression and World War II looming on the horizon.
Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
In 1952, Dwight Eisenhower created a whole new tradition in the campaign song with an original tune written by composer Irving Berlin, combined with video. It was a jingle for a commercial.
Ike for president, Ike for president, Ike for president, Ike for president. You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike
for president.
Hang out the
banner, beat the drum. We'll take I to Washington.
We don't want John.
Frank Sinatra sang High Hopes for John F. Kennedy's 1960s successful presidential bid, combining a popular song with star power.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
Country music leaned right. Folk music leaned left. George Wallace was the darling of the country music scene at the same time as folk musicians serenaded progressive causes.
From north to south, to east to west, listen and you'll hear the voice of George C. Wallace ringing loud and clear. He's speaking to America, his words are wise and true. And if you really love your country, here's what you'll do. Stand up.
Jimmy Carter took country music to a green path with his 1976 campaign song asking simply one question.
Right now, once and for all, why not the best?
Ronald Reagan went for the patriotic theme of compassionate conservatism with this original song written for the campaign trail and all of his television ads.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
For the rest of the 20th century, presidential campaigns leaned away from original campaign songs to using well-known, if not tired, pop theme songs. For Bill Clinton, in his 1992 bid for president, Fleetwood Mac's 1977 breakup song, Don't Stop, was his choice for an anthem. During the same election, candidate Ross Perot used a campaign song that was literally
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling.
But artists aren't always happy when a candidate chooses their song. In 2000, George W. Bush was coming on stage to Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down, until Tom Petty threatened to sue the campaign to get him to stop using it.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of.
And when John McCain used the same song in his 2008 campaign, Mr. Petty was swift in ordering him to stop. But when Hillary Clinton used the Tom Petty song American Girl in her 2008 run for president, the artist let it go.
When she was an American girl, raised on promises.
John McCain picked another song for his campaign theme, but maybe he didn't listen to the opening lyrics, which essentially say to choose him as your second choice.
If you change your mind,
Take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
The excitement over our first black president, Barack Obama, led artists to write many songs, including this sultry gem written by a woman who later admitted that she never even voted in the election.
You seem to float onto the floor. Democratic Convention 2004. I never wanted anybody more than I want you. So I put down my carry sign. Knew I had to make you mine. Smile black and sexy, you're so fine. Cause I got a crush
on Obama.
I cannot wait till 2008. Baby, you're the best candidate. I like it when you get hard on Hillary in debate. Won't you pick up your phone? Cause I got a crush on Obama.
International artists also lent their talents to support Obama, including this one from India.
Obama, Obama, I wanna be Obama. You wanna be Obama? We all wanna be Obama.
Even Michael Franti wrote a song for Obama in 2008.
Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Ha ha!
Barack Obama.
Yes, we can, yeah.
Barack Obama.
We all come together.
Barack
now.
Obama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Barack Obama.
Oh. Barack Obama's making history, man. He's coming with a message for the people saying, yes, we can, sure. Si se puede, today is a new day. So come on and throw your hands up, every woman, every man.
Barack Obama.
Yes, we can.
Obama himself used this classic Stevie Wonder song on the campaign trail.
Hey, hey. Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
Pretty hard for John McCain to keep up with the musical love for Obama, but the country music scene did its best. Hank Williams Jr. wrote this one, which includes McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin.
The left-wing liberal media have always been a real close-knit family. But most of the American people don't believe them anyway, you see. Before you make your decision, if they smell something wrong, they're gonna come down strong. It's a McCain-Palin tradition.
So it's really not a surprise that this year the primaries brought us fresh, homegrown campaign songs. Bernie Sanders caught the love of rappers, rockers, and folk musicians, like this anthem by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zero's frontman, Alex Ebert.
The birds, feel the birds, feel the love in our eyes, for each and every life.
Hillary Clinton's campaign has developed a large playlist, which includes patriotic classics, some rap, rock, British rock, and this modern feminist tune, Brave, by Sarah Bareilles.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes a shadow. If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Also on Hillary Clinton's list is Canadian rocker Neil Young's song, Rockin' in the Free World. Donald Trump started using this same song, but Neil Young quite publicly demanded that he stop. In fact, several artists whose songs Mr. Trump has attempted to use to represent his campaign have also delivered cease and desist orders, including the Rolling Stones, Adele, Queen, and the band REM, when this ironic song started blasting at Trump rallies.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, and Lenny Bruce is not a
An odd choice for a campaign to be sure, but Trump fan and rocker Ted Nugent offered this song to the Trump campaign, saying it would, quote, clinch the presidency. Do campaign songs sway voters one way or the other? That's yet to be determined. We do know that candidates' playlists leave a legacy of music that lasts far beyond the campaign season.
If a song could be president, we'd hum on election day. The gospel choir would start to sway, and we'd all have a part to play. First lady would free her hips, pull a microphone to her lips, break our hearts with rhythm and blues. Steve Earle would anchor the news. We'd vote for a melody, pass it around on an MP3. All our best foreign policy would be built on harmony. If a song could be president, we'd fly a jukebox to the moon. All our founding fathers' 45s, Lightnin' Hopkins and Patsy Cline. If a song could be president,